just a dream. We had a dream. We didn't work out quite so well. Nothing left to say, no more to tell. Nothing left to say, no more to tell. Nothing left to say, no more to tell.
Will you and Jimmy come out to play today?
That's kind of a heavy ending. That was Jericho Jones with No School Today off of Junkies, Monkeys, and Donkeys from 1972. Those cats were from Israel, and let's see, they became Jericho the same year. And they had another name before that, but I forget it. Bob Seger System gave us Teacher's Blues off of Mongrel from 1970. Jethro Tull with Teacher off of Benefit from 1970. I just don't hear it on the radio that much, okay? It's close to a hit. A lot of people know it, but, you know, and I played it on vinyl, which they never do. So there you go. That's my rationale for including it in obscure classic rock songs about education. Speaking of which, Status Quo, Gonna Teach You to Love Me off of If You Can't Stand the Heat from 1978. Tramline gave us their cover of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. That was from 1969, and Tramline featured Mick Moody on guitar, who would go on to play with Juicy Lucy and Whitesnake. Go figure. Who knew? Spice gave us Schoolgirl. That was off of the Lansdowne tapes from 1969. Spice would soon change their name and become Uriah Heep. And we started that set off way back when with the Amboy Dukes featuring Ted Nugent. Today's Lesson, and that is off the concept album Marriage on the Rocks, Rock Bottom, from 1969. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour playing obscure classic rock songs about educational issues. And then we are together for another 2 hours as I sub-host for Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we will be playing more songs about educational type stuff, but they're going to be silly as opposed to the stuff I play, which is, well, you know, it's cool. Moving right along. Let's see. We are going... Oh, I know where we're going. We are traveling back to the year 1968. And in 1968... Minnie Riperton was in a band, and they did a song, and that song had something to do with teaching, and it's pretty spazzadelic, so dig it and dig it deep.
Heard you got back on your after falling down so far. Well, I'm so glad to see you reach the top. I'm glad to see where you are. Well, here I am, still on the bar,
still on the bar,
looking up at you in the sky. I'm proud you made the grade, because you've got nothing on the ball. Just a pinch of personality. Oh, but I see you made it after.
Teach me. told me to keep my eye on you. You still have got a lot to prove. Well, here I am, still on the bottom, looking at you in the sky.
Teach me my love. Teach me my love.
Thank you.
The support of a friend gives someone dealing with a mental illness a greater chance at recovery. For more information, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That was Master's Apprentices from Australia with The Lesson, So Listen. And that is off of the wonderfully titled A Toast to Panama Red from 1972, because when else would you name an album A Toast to Panama Red? Before that, Triumvirate with Flashback School Days off of Illusions on a Double Dimple from 74. Gentle Giant with School Days off of Three Friends from 72. We got sort of weird and proggy there. Ooh. Before that, Bachman, Learn to Fly off of Heavy Blues from 2015. Started that set off way back when with Rotary Connection featuring Minnie Riperton on vocals. Teach Me How to Fly, that is off of the Aladdin album from 1968. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I am Flemish. My name is Mike Conway. The show is Classic Rock Mine. We have another 35 minutes left of Classic Rock Mine, and then I will be sitting back down to sub for Bubbles in the Think Tank, so we will have 2 more hours of silliness after we have our 2 hours of obscure classic rock. So, where are we going now? Oh, I know where we're going now. We are going up to Canada. And this guy, may or may not have been spiritually communicated to by a guy named Jimi Hendrix. But you never know. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. Anyway, he's been around for a long time. And he did a song about learning, and we're going to hear it right now. It sounds like this. Dig it.
Yeah. morning and off to school. The teacher teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. Studying hard and hoping to pass. Working my fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. The cooking of lunch was right at the sale. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're frozen and give you a time to eat. I'm back in the past and hoping you're booking. Man, the teacher don't know how neat she looks. As soon as being back all around, you finally lay your body down. Roll off your foot, get out of your seat. Down the hall, into the street. Down
Yes, you guessed it. That was John and Philippa Cooper with The Mad Professor. That's off of the Cooperville Times, which was released in 1969. Those guys were from South Africa. Frigid Pink gave us their cover of School Day off of All Pink Inside from 1975. Thundermug from Canada gave us Boy, You've Got a Lot to Learn off of Orbit from 73. Shaggy from Sweden gave us Lessons for Beginners from the album Lessons for Beginners. And we started that set off way back when with another Canadian, Frank Marino, excuse me, Learn My Lesson Well off of Eye of the Storm from 2000. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We have 15 minutes together, gang. And then I stand up and sit back down, and we have 2 hours together during Bubbles in the Think Tank. So 15 more minutes to play you some rock-oriented, obscure, educational-type stuff. And where are we going now? Oh, I know where we're going. So this one features the lead singer from Leafhound. Ooh, big fans of Leafhound here at Classic Rock Mine. He also sang for Atomic Rooster and Cactus, who's another fave of Classic Rock Mine. The guitarist at one time played with Thin Lizzy and Motorhead, not at the same time, although that'd be pretty cool. But yeah, so dig it and dig it deep.
Hell were we to know it was Up in the morning and I-